Information for people in Tier 2. Managing your flexible funding and working with your host. Producers note, this document shows the logos of Disability Support Services and Ministry of Social Development. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 6th of April 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Information for people in Tier 2. Managing your flexible funding and working with your host. This information sheet is for people who have hosted flexible funding and are in Tier 2 of host guidance. It outlines your responsibilities to manage your flexible funding and the guidance you can expect from your host. Hosted flexible funding. Hosted flexible funding means you have a flexible funding budget and a plan to arrange your own supports, and a host helps you to manage it. Hosted flexible funding covers individualized funding, IF personal care, IF household management, IF respite, enhanced individualized funding. Hosted enabling good lives personal budgets. Your hosted flexible funding can be used for things that align with your funding plan and relate to your disability support needs. If you are unsure about the purposes of your funding, your host can help you. Tier 2 guidance. Everyone with hosted flexible funding gets guidance from their host. There are four tiers which describe how often your host will check in and how much guidance you get. Tier 1 equals minimal guidance. Tier 2 equals occasional guidance. Tier 3 equals regular guidance and coaching. Tier 4 equals frequent and active guidance and coaching. Your tier is based on your situation, your funding, and how experienced and confident you are managing your funding. Your tier does not change how much funding you receive. Being in Tier 2 means you have some experience and skills to manage your funding and meet your responsibilities. You may need occasional guidance. Your host will talk with you at least every 6 months, but you can ask at any time. Your tier can change over time. Your NASC or Enabling Good Lives site will consider your tier at your next assessment or review. Your host does not assign your tier. Your responsibilities. These are your responsibilities when you are in Tier 2. If you are unsure about any of your responsibilities, your host can guide you. You need to use your flexible funding in ways that relate to your disability support needs and align with your plan and purposes of your funding. Stay within your budget and make sure it lasts for your full funding period. Keep good records, including receipts, invoices, and employment records if you hire support workers. Send all receipts and invoices to your host, including invoices from independent contractors or self-employed people. Check if supports can be provided by other government agencies before using your flexible funding. Your host, NASC or Enabling Good Lives site can help you look at the options. Talk to your host before using your flexible funding for certain things, such as overseas travel, some equipment or purchases over a set limit. This is described below. You cannot use your flexible funding for drugs, alcohol, tobacco, gambling or illegal activities. When you must talk to your host before spending. You need to talk to your host about prior approval before you spend flexible funding on overseas travel, equipment, complementary therapies, repeat purchases of similar items before the item's expected life is over. One-off purchases of items over $1,500. Your host will tell you what information they need from you. These discussions are about making sure the spending fits within your budget and aligns with your plan and purpose of your funding. Your host's responsibilities. Claims. Your host will process your claims. Make sure your claims are in line with the purposes in your plan. Conversations. Every 6 months, your host will talk with you about the ways you are using your flexible funding and your plan for the next 6 months. Near the end of your funding period, before your NASC or EGL site review, your host will talk with you about the ways you are using your flexible funding. Does your spending meet the purposes in your plan? Are you having any difficulties managing your flexible funding? Are you getting the right amount of guidance and contact from your host? What is your plan for the coming year? Do you need to make any changes to your supports? Guidance. If needed, your host may provide guidance on using your hosted flexible funding. meeting your responsibilities and your employer obligations if you hire workers. Questions and help. Contact your host at any time if you have questions about using your flexible funding or making a claim, your responsibilities like record keeping or employer obligations, budgeting. Contact your NASC or Enabling Good Lives site if your disability support needs have changed. You want to change the purposes in your funding plan. More information. For more information on flexible funding, your responsibilities, host guidance and tiers, go to the Disability Support Services DSS website at this short link aicomps.nz/7088. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 6th of April 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.